Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show.
Great job.
I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can listen live. And if you'd like to, and if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad. Just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the show. Okay? I'll put you guys on the show. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And I see there are more people joining the show. And thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a while, of course. And there's just so much going on in my, in my life. I'm sure there's a lot going on in you guys' lives, and I'm not making any excuses, but it's just really, really hard for me to get on the show consistently. Okay. And I work different times of the day, so I have a show at this time of the day, then next week I have a show at this time of the day, so it's hard to figure out. Okay. But again, you guys are still standing by, you guys still call in, everyone that's on the my show notes list, and I really do appreciate it. Okay, I really do appreciate it. But today is Friday. I know that a lot of you guys are at work and trying to listen to the show, and I appreciate that. With all that said, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call me. Let me and my office help you guys get through what you have to get through with your real estate. Whether you're selling or buying, we can help you every step of the way. I actually have this young lady who lost both her parents. Her parents were elderly, back to back. I mean, one went and then not even 4 months later, another one went. So I'm going to take care of that. I take care of people from start to finish. I'll take the reins from the start. I'll handle everything in between, and I'll take care of it at the end until you have the keys to your new place. All right? So if you guys know someone who wants to sell or looking to buy, put them in touch with me. I'll take care of them. And again, that's Frank Williams Realty. And you guys know how to reach me. You can reach me at 678-549-0274. Or you can send me an email, frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. And I will be back in touch with you. Okay? So again, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, I know the title to the show is interesting. Okay, see, there are more people popping up on the title to the show is very interesting, and I wanted to do this for fun, for sure, and to see if I could get some feedback from you guys. So if you're interested in calling in and giving me your comments or your opinions on today's topic, call 516-531-9483. And then press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you'd like to be on the air. Today's show is entitled, Morning Sex, Is It Better Than Coffee? And maybe I'd say, is it better than morning coffee? Okay? Because people drink coffee all times of the day, right? People drink coffee all times of the day. So morning sex, is it better than morning coffee? Now, I know some people out there, I know some, one of my listeners texted me a few minutes ago. And let's see, what did he say? He said, man, Let me find it. It tickled me, though, you know, from what he said. Golly. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But anyway, he said it's been a very long time. So I replied back. I said it's been a very long time since you had coffee or since you had sex. You know, it's been a long time since you had coffee or since you had sex. So, but anyway, you know, the morning sex thing. Now, I know that maybe a lot of you guys out there don't do morning sex, okay? Or maybe you do morning sex. Maybe you don't do early morning sex, like 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Maybe you do, okay? Either way, what's better? Is it the morning sex or is it that great cup of coffee that you have in the morning? Maybe on the way to work, maybe while you're at work. Either way, for me, you know, it's sex. I don't drink coffee. I do drink coffee, but I, you know, very seldom. I really like the smell of coffee. I like the smell of coffee in the morning. So I will make a pot of coffee in the morning. Everyone else drinks it in the house, but like I said, I really like the smell of coffee, and I will drink coffee, okay? But it's not something that's awesome, you know. I say I gotta have me a cup of coffee. That's not me, okay? But if I smell coffee, then I want me a little sip of coffee. And I, you know how you had the little coffee cups. I may not even drink a whole coffee cup of coffee when I drink coffee, okay? And then I put, you know, I put so much sugar in it that it's really sugar coffee. You know, a lot of people drink straight black coffee, but I can't stand the taste of that. Okay, so I had to put a little sugar in mine to make it drinkable to me. Okay, to make it drinkable to me. So, but you know, getting back to it, you know, I know a lot of people say, Frank, morning sex, that's not the deal. Because what you know, you wake up in the morning and, you know, before you go to the bathroom, you know, you get together with your significant other, and, you know, you got stinky breath, they got stinky breath, whatever, yada, yada. Well, you know, sometimes you can get past that, right? Sometimes you can get past that. You know, I'm sure it's happened to you before. But sometimes you can get past that, and that's the whole deal, is to get past that and do your thing. Because not only, you know, you always hear about men that say, you know, I woke up this morning and, you know, I wake up in the morning. And I had to go to the bathroom because, you know, my junk is ready, right? In the morning, my junk is ready in the morning. So you have to go get to the bathroom to let off some steam, so that you won't be standing, you know, for a while. And we all adults here, right? But it's the same thing with women. Okay, you guys may not believe that, but I'm gonna tell you it's the same thing with women. they're at a peak. They're at a peak sexually in the morning, just like you are. They're at a peak sexually in the morning, just like you are. And so why not? Right? Why not? I guarantee you, that'll get you up and going in the morning. You know, that'll get you up and in that shower. That'll get your eye, your blood flowing. That'll get your eyes open. That'll get everything going in the morning. And if it's not happening for you, make it happen. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Now, I just got a text. I had someone come into the house to give me a quote on some stuff I'm trying to do at the house. So they were supposed to be here at 10 o'clock this morning. But again, it's 1:20 in the afternoon, and they're just now getting here. So, I'm kind of pissed about that because I wanted to do this show early this morning. After they left this morning, but all this time they're just now showing. That's another thing. I need to do a show on that. And, let them wait. They've been making me wait all day. But I should do a show about that. You know, you call someone for them to come to the house to take a look at your problem or whatever you have going at the house, and they tell you, okay, I'll be there tomorrow morning between 8 and 12. You're like, between 8 and 12? Come on, man. You can't pin it. You can't close it down. You can't close that window more than that. Between 8 and 12, so I got to sit here from 8 to 12. So you may show up at 8, or you may show up at 12, or you may show up anytime in between, right? So that's 4 hours I got to sit around waiting for you to hopefully show up. That's a joke to me, okay? I think that anytime someone schedules a time to come to your house, an hour and a half, at the most a 2-hour window. I'll be there between 8 and 10. And I get that, right? I get that. So if you have to go to another appointment or something and then get to my appointment, I get the hour. I get the hour and a half. I get that because, yeah, you're right. A lot of times that previous appointment runs over. Now I understand that. And then another thing, these people should call you and give you some type of an update. Just don't show up at my house. Just don't show up at my house. This guy showed up. He said, I'm in front of your house. Okay. Let me take care of this guy. Well, let's see what he's talking about. But so anyway, I'll do a show on that, I think. But I'm going to do this show again because there are people out here that are saying that they want to talk on the show. I got people set up on the show that wants to talk on the show. So I'm going to have to do this show again. But I'll try to do it on Monday. Try to do it on Monday morning, and we'll go from there. Hey, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Please root on the Bulldogs this weekend. It's a 3:30 game tomorrow, playing Tennessee. And I'm going to tell you, everyone's counting us out. But I think we're going to kick Tennessee's ass tomorrow because we're pissed about not being number one in the country, okay? Not being number two in the country. They moved us all the way down to three in the country. So we got something to prove tomorrow. The Bulldogs do. So y'all cheer them on. Again, I'm sorry about this, but I have someone that just got to the house to talk to me. And again, we're going to try to do this show on Monday morning. All right? So thanks, guys, for tuning in, and take care of yourselves, and we'll talk. Hey, have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.